Welcome to Chemisode 10.2 on biomolecules. Today's biomolecule of choice, carbohydrates. Let's go have a look at carbohydrates. As I said with the first podcast on fats, this is basically a recount of what I've covered in a video on biomolecules. I'm changing the Chemisode format to be more video based because I think I can actually explain things better in videos, and this will just be a summary. So if you haven't watched the video, please go to the YouTube channel and have a look at the video, or alternatively download the application for your iPhone or iPad and have a look at the carbohydrates video on that. Now, let's go have a look at a summary of the things you need to know about carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are made up of small building blocks called saccharides. So saccharides come as the monomers are called monosaccharides because they're just one saccharide. They have the general formula CnH2nOn, so they have twice as much hydrogen as they do carbon and oxygen. Now, the monosaccharides that you deal with are glucose, fructose, and galactose. They all have the general formula of C6H12O6. They're all structural isomers of each other, so that means they have different, the same formula, but different structures. The two that you actually really need to know are glucose and fructose. The reason you need to know these, because that's what basically you get asked about, and another reason that you should understand what these guys look like is because they're basically given to you in your data booklet. In your data booklet, you have the formula for sucrose, which is a disaccharide, which means it contains two monosaccharides joined together. The sucrose is made from glucose and fructose, and it's joined together using a glycidic link or an ether linkage. It's joined, the two things, glucose and fructose, joined together through two OH groups, two hydroxy groups, bonding together and giving off a water. So it's a condensation reaction between two OH groups that forms a glycidic linkage or an ether linkage. Now, sucrose in your booklet, what you should know how to do is cleave it in half to form glucose and fructose. So that's the main thing that you need to be able to do with disaccharides and monosaccharides. As long as you can cut that ether linkage and put an OH on either end of it, you're pretty much bang on to getting the right formula for sucrose and or fructose. What you also need to know is about polysaccharides. Polysaccharides are basically lots and lots of little monosaccharides joined together through ether linkages. So you don't just do it once or twice. What happens is you get a whole bunch of these glucose molecules joining up and forming condensation reactions with each other, and you get a large, long chain of glucoses known as a polysaccharide. Three polysaccharides you deal with, they are starch, cellulose, and something else. Hang on, I just need to work that out myself. They are starch, glycogen, and cellulose. The ones that what you need to know is where they are and how they're used. They're all made from glucose. So both starch, cellulose, and glycogen are made from glucose. Starch is a energy source or an energy store in plants. So when a plant is photosynthesizing, it's producing glucose, what the plant does is join them all together and make starch. Starch is basically found in seeds and pretty much in the seeds of plants. So, and in the tissue of plants as well. So in the fruit of plants and in the seeds of plant, you get starch. This is used for an energy source. Cellulose is made in plants as well. However, this is in the cell structure of plants. It's in the cell walls. Basically, cellulose is a fiber. We can't actually digest cellulose itself. So cellulose is no good for us because our bodies, our enzymes, haven't got the right active sites to digest cellulose. Glucogen is basically what our body makes starch into. Our body makes, what's it called? Carbohydrates into. So our body, when we eat some starch, when we eat a potato, what our body is doing is breaking up the starch, breaking up the long chains of glucose, and then rearranging them to make glucogen so we can use that for our energy source. So they're the three polysaccharides that you're going to deal with. All of them made from glucose, but some of them are used in different areas, and some of them we can't actually get the energy from. What you also need to know is with a polysaccharide, when you're trying to hydrolyze a polysaccharide, you'll need one less water than how many monomers are in the saccharide itself. Or so when you're looking at making a, going the other way, making a polysaccharide from a monosaccharide, what you need to have is one less water will be coming out than how many saccharides you have. Say we have 400 monomers, that means when they join together, we'll be left with a massive polysaccharide and 399 waters. So when you're producing polysaccharides, you'll get one less water than how many monomers that you actually have. And as I said before, you need to know that when you're making polysaccharides or disaccharides, when two monomers come together, it's the OH groups that join together and you get water coming out. So it's a condensation reaction when you're making them. When you're breaking them apart, you're putting water in, so it's a hydrolysis equation. That's pretty much all you need to know about carbohydrates and polysaccharides. Again, if some of this didn't make sense because I went through it and I talked really quickly, what I suggest you do is go and have a look at the video, which is on the YouTube channel, and you download the notes, which are on Edmodo. And you can get the Edmodo code either from the YouTube channel or you can get it from the description of this podcast and many other ones that I've done so far. You should really join that because there's some good conversation happening on that page. There's a question of the day, which often gets answered by some of my classmates. And until next time, when we're going to look at proteins, take it easy.